Reproduction of this content is not allowed without the express written consent of EBH Fitness LLC.
Hello and welcome to the 915 Property Playbook. My name is Felipe and I'm going to be your host through this podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you understand the El Paso market and help you understand which community fits you best, depending on your budget, your lifestyle, and what it is that you're looking for your family, if you have one. So, dive in with me as we follow along with three different communities that are exploding right now in the El Paso area. We'll begin our journey on the west side of El Paso, Cimarron Canyon. If you're looking for high-end living, entertainment, good schools, and a great place to have great amenities, this is the place for you. Now, if you're starting off in west side, you're going to be looking at prices upwards of the $400,000 price range. Like I said, this is a high-end lifestyle that you're choosing, so be prepared for that. Now, what are you getting with this high-end lifestyle? Well, you have the Canutillo EPISD school district. That's going to be your main school district for your kids. And if you don't like the Canutillo ISD district for whatever reason, you also have different choices, and that'll be followed under the category for EPISD. You have several parks that are close to you, and this is included in the Cimarron community. And if you maybe don't want to just go to the park, maybe you want to hike some trails, you want to bike on some trails, you have access to many, many of these around the area. You have golfing courses, and if you don't want to be outdoors and you're looking for entertainment in general, you have the Westtown shops, you have the Outlet Mall shops, and you have the Cimarron Canyon shops. All these will offer several different ways for you to be entertained and to spend good money for good entertainment. Okay, so with all that said and done, let's talk about the actual homes. What are you getting for your buck? We have a lot of modern farm-style homes in this area that are very popular at the moment. Now, if you're looking for modern, just sleek design, you also have access to that, and you have several of the classic designs. You are getting 2,000 plus square footage on most of these homes. And like I said, the price tag that you're looking at is going to be above the $400,000 mark. So, if you're looking for high-end lifestyle, great parks, great trails, and loads of entertainment, this is the area that you will be looking at if you're looking into El Paso. All right, we'll continue our journey over a few minutes away from the west side, and this will be located in Horizon City. Horizon City is expanding dramatically over the past 3 or 4 years. And the reason why is because the price tags are way lower, the entertainment is great, you have a lot of family-oriented amenities, and you're looking at really good school districts that are starting to grow in popularity and economic-wise. So, let's go into it. As you go into Horizon City, you'll notice that the price range is going to drop dramatically from the west side. You're looking at anywhere from the 250s all the way to the $500,000 mark. Now, you're going to have a lot more variety in the type of home that you're getting, and you're going to get more bang for your buck. Most of the homes that you're going to be buying here are going to have way more space in their backyard, and you're going to have a lot more room for more activities. In the school district side, we're going to have Clint ISD. Now, this is a growing school district, like I mentioned before, and it's brand new. So most of the schools that your children are going to be attending are not going to be too far along from the other ones that you'll find in El Paso. And most of the families that are going into these schools are also brand new to this side of town. So everybody's a new kid in town. Entertainment-wise, you're looking at a more classics type of style entertainment. There's more live music amenities. You're going to have several shopping districts that are starting to grow in that area. And you have a lot more golf courses, and you have a lot more trails out there that are going to be specified for you. If you're looking into maybe off-roading or any sort of entertainment that way, you can also find that out in Red Sands, which is going to be close by Horizon City. All right, let's talk about the actual homes that you're going to be getting into. In this specific area of El Paso, you're going to be looking at a more classic look for the most part. You do have some options depending on the builders that you're looking at for farm-style homes. Like I said, they're very popular right now, and there will be a lot more modern type of style homes dedicated in that area specifically. Most of these homes will have a higher resale value, but it will take a little bit longer to see that resale value compared to the west side of El Paso. The reason being is because the area itself is barely starting to grow. So as it grows more and you have more amenities, more shopping centers, and more development in the actual area, you'll start to see that resale value go up high, and you'll be able to resell your home like you wish to. We'll be concluding our journey in the Paseo del Sol community, and it is located in the northeast section of El Paso. This community is really popular for military families since it is closer to base. With that being said, you do have a little bit less entertainment. You have two options for your kids to attend school in, and that's going to be EPISD and YISD. Now, let's talk about the actual community. This community specifically does have an HOA, and the reason why it has an HOA is because it offers you a community private park and a community private water park for your family. And on top of that, it'll offer you several trails that you can go on for outdoor sports, and it is growing in the development of new parks and recreational facilities. But like I said, it won't offer you as much as the other two portions of the city. Now, what are you actually getting for your buck on this section? Well, you're looking at medium homes starting from $220,000 to the upper $400,000 range. There are more affordable homes, and with more affordability comes a little bit of a smaller space, but you're still getting a brand new home, and you're getting a great community that you can be a part of that is also growing and has great potential. The resale value on these will be similar to the Horizon City. The only thing is that on these, it will take a little bit longer for the resale value to go up high because it is out on the outskirts of town where the development has not completely started yet. And therefore, you will see a little bit of a resale value slowing down compared to the other two portions of the city. Your homes, for the most part, on this side of town are going to be looking at that classic farm style look. This is not a modern farm style look. It'll be a classic one. So the actual homes themselves on the inside will look a little bit more modern, but the outside, it's going to give you that towny vibe that a lot of people look for. As a recap, let's go through the three communities to finish off this episode so we understand where you're going to be looking into for your next property purchase. If you're looking for a high-end lifestyle, great value for resale, entertainment stacking, and great schools, you're looking at the west side of town. If you're looking for family-oriented entertainment, looking for more space, a little bit more bang for your buck with newer schools, then you're going to be looking at Horizon City. And if you're looking for more affordability, a little bit of a family vibe and towny vibe, you're going to be looking into the northeast section of El Paso. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you walk away from this episode knowing which area of town suits you best for your next home purchase. We'll see you guys next time.